Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here. I know usually I have good-looking female guests on. Today, I have neither of those. I've got Lou, who we call Bulldog because he is
tenacious.
One of the things we coach is not to give up, and Lou is just the embodiment of that. But that said, you're like, great, so we have a guy that's tenacious, wearing a Cleaning Nation shirt. Why? Who is he and why should I care? Yeah, I like the Superman chest, buddy. So Lou is one of our coaches, and I should have done the math. It would have been fun, but into the hundreds. I don't know how many hundreds of coached, but yeah, it's more than 100, maybe less than 1,000. It's somewhere in that range of, but this ain't his first rodeo, I guess is the deal. And Lou does kind of gets to interact with our community at one of my favorite times, which is right at the beginning when they're trying to get clarity and decide how to move forward. And having done just so many calls, I know he's got patterns of here's what I see that the successful people do. And I wanted to have him share that with you guys. And here's the people that get up in their own head and get stuck and can't get out. Here's what they do. So that's the tease. Before that, I'm going to give a little fun gift that we've been trying, and we'll see how long it lasts. I have been wanting to connect more with you guys one-on-one. I do this podcast, which I love, but it's a lot of me shouting what I think is good stuff into the air and having smart guys and gals like Lou come on and shout what they know into the air. But it's one way. And I'd love to hear more from you guys and talk. So I've decided we signed up with an app called Community where you guys can text me and I can text you right back. So if you would like to text me, text 602-932-6431. That's my personal text, 602-932-6431. I think there's legal crap. So the first text or two is like, you got to opt in, or there might be, we're not charging, but whatever legal crap there is. That's not me. That's automated. But after that, when you say, hey, Mike, and I'm like, hey, what's up? That's me. And my commitment is either the text won't get answered or it will be me answering. So if you're like, is this really Mike? It's really Mike. And I'll do my best to answer. We just released this. So if you get in now, you should be able to respond to everybody. As we get thousands of people on there, I'll have to do my best. But anyway, that's just my way to get to talk to you and more importantly, hear from you guys. So if you want to text me, see what's shaking, 602-932-6431. And we'll hang out. It'll be fun. All right. Enough of that nonsense. Now onto the main attraction. Lou, in your hundreds of calls, what has been the big thing or theme that you've seen successful people do? And even more importantly, the big thing or theme that you've seen the unsuccessful people do? And how can we kind of squeeze some of that value out to Cleaning Nation?
It's interesting. It's mindset is a huge thing. When I first talk to people, I'm trying to figure out who they are. Can we help them? Do they want help? And a lot of times they don't even know what they want. They don't know what's stopping them. They don't know what they need to do. They're just like lost. So I try and get them to focus on what do you really want going forward? If I were to allow you into Mike's coaching program, because it is an interview process, right? We don't want the wrong people in there. If I were to let you in, what is it that you exactly want out of this? And the people that are successful and the ones that I get to invite in and you get to meet and help, they all have a different mindset. It's like, I know what I want. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get there. And whatever it takes, I'm willing to do it because I ask a lot of questions to figure this out. And the people that aren't ready, I guess is the best way to put it. They don't have any goals. They don't know what they want. They don't know how to get there. And they're afraid. It's just this fear thing that takes over their mind. Like, oh, if I do this, what's going to happen? What if I can't do it? I think the fear thing comes in for a lot of people and it just keeps them stuck where they are. And until they change that mindset, where are they going to go? Nowhere.
So just so you know, I'm trying to do it quietly, but I'm definitely typing as notes. Typing notes is loose talking, so I'm trying to do it quiet. But if you hear me typing, I promise I'm not answering email. I'm really digging what Lou is saying. So I heard a couple things, and if you don't mind, I'd like to dive deeper into some of it. So I'll give an overview of what I heard, and then we'll kind of take them one by one. One, I heard mindset's huge. I definitely want to talk about that. Two, they don't know what they want. We're certainly going to talk about, okay, what if that's you? How do we get you some clarity? And then three, successful people are willing to do whatever it takes. Unsuccessful people wallow in the fear. What if? And the what if is never, what if I succeed fabulously? Or what if I do nothing and my family falls apart? It's always, what if I try something and fail? So let's just take them each by each. Mindset is huge. It's so frustrating for me because I feel like the first decade or probably two of my business career, I heard over and over and over and over and over till I was sick of it, successful people talking about mindset. And I didn't know how to change it. I'm like, just tell me what to do and how to do it. And don't worry about my mindset. And every time I hear someone on our team, now that I've kind of enlightened, maybe too strong of a word, but now I see it a little differently. And I understand the importance of it. Working in my own life, right? Mindset and how I've looked at things is so much more important than what I did. And then coaching, you get a fast learning when you see hundreds of people and you're like, is it because he's smart? Is it because he's doing the right things? And it's like, nope, the guy and gals that have the right mindset are almost always effective and vice versa. So for the guys that are like me or gals like me, Lou, in years 1 through 20, or at least 1 through 10 of my journey, there's like, I get the mindset, but how do I change it? That's all just frou-frou talk. Like, just tell me what to do. How would you help them move to the enlightened side?
My gosh. For me personally, I've probably invested 6 figures into my education. And I'm not talking college. I'm talking boot camps and trainings and going to seminars and people. And most of that was all about my mindset, because I had to overcome a lot of stuff. It's kind of similar life to you, single mom, four kids in the family. And, you know, we always heard you can't have it. Or we can't afford it. Or money goes on. Money doesn't grow on trees. So at 17, I made the decision that wasn't going to be my future. So I started reading everything I could. I started listening to people that were much smarter than me. I started paying people to teach me what they knew. And now my frustration is now when I'm talking to people and their mindset is just in the toilet. Is I want to just grab them and shake them and say that, no, that's the wrong way to think. What you have to think is, I can do it. I will do it. It can happen for me. No one can stop me. Those are such powerful statements. And I would like I said, to shake them and just say, don't be so afraid. What's the worst that can happen? You make a lot of money.
Well, or you fail.
Or you fail, but you learn.
Because the problem is almost all mindset is our beliefs about the future. And if we're honest with ourselves, none of us know the future, right? So we'll use Lou as the good example, me and the bad example. If Lou's like, I'm going to go all in on this thing. I'm going to take a risk of time, of money, of reputation, of my own belief in, you know, what if I fail? I'm going to do it. And worst comes to worst, I fail and I try again. But damn it, I can't live like this. I got to go. That's one mindset. Say I go, well, what if employees quit? What if they steal? What if this? What if that? What if I could do that till the end of time and guarantee I'll never get anywhere, right? Like, I'll be transparent with you guys. At this point in our life, we're very successful with this business and other businesses. I failed so much more than I've succeeded, right? I wish I could sit up here and go, I don't know, guys, I'm just genius and better than y'all. And I was born this way and y'all never have it. I shouldn't say be great. That'd be terrible. But I couldn't say anything less true, right? And I love Lou's story because we have a similar story. Like, we didn't grow up rich. And Lou, you know, he's had some success. Just so you guys know, it's like, well, where's Lou at? Lou's done some successful business. And I feel very blessed to have a guy of his talent serving. And just to let you guys know, Lou came to two Next Level events ago in Florida. And he was like a little mini celebrity. I don't know, there's 40, 50 people in the room. And 20 or 30 of them like stood in line to hug Lou because he had help them change their lives and get that clarity. And they bought the mindset that
was selling. The wife was there, right?
Yeah. Lou, because Lou works from home. And if you look, he just moved to Florida. He's got what looks like a beautiful house out there. And his poor wife just sees him screaming into the wind. Like, my wife sees me doing these podcasts. Like, what do you do all day? I'm like, I promise we're changing people's lives. And I can see Lou telling his wife, like, I promise I'm helping people. So it was awesome to get Mrs. Liu to get to see that. So, all right, number one, mindset's huge. If we're, since most of mindset is just beliefs about the future and there is no true belief, let's just choose beliefs that are going to serve us and get us where we want to go and make us, you know, make us have a chance at being effective. Two,
the present. All we have is the present.
That's it.
So go for it.
Yeah, well, yeah, we could do 10 podcasts on that, but let's move into the second thing you said, which is lack of clarity, which is absolutely right. There's nothing more frustrating. Oh, and by the way, as we talk about coaching, as coaches, Lou and I, so much fun, so much more important. Someone's got that positive mindset, even if they're dumb or don't have any experience or don't know what to do or how to do it, and they're young and just have nothing, but they're willing and coachable and like, I got this, I'll do it. It's going to be great. It's so much fun to coach those people. And the people that may be smarter, doing the huge air quotes, that know a bunch of crap, but are convinced the world is evil, not to get them in COVID and the government, nothing's ever going to work. It's like dragging them along, right? And a lot of times, like Lou said, we won't even invite them in our program. We don't think we can help them. It's like, hey, until you're willing to adopt this kind of, like, until you're willing to drink the Kool-Aid of, it's going to be okay. We can do this.
Yeah.
You know, if you believe you can, or you believe you can, cannot, right. You're correct. Right. Henry Ford. So let's talk about that with not knowing what we want. That's the first most frustrating is poor mindset. Not knowing what they want is really hard, right? In my first book, I'm a Freaking Genius, Why Is This Business So Hard? I quote Alice in Wonderland. Well, she meets the Cheshire Cat and she says, which way should I go? And he says, well, it depends on where you're heading. She says, I'm not sure. And he says, well, then it really doesn't matter which way you go. No, does it? And it's, you know, Lewis Carroll said it much more eloquently in the book, but that's the concept of it. So how do you help folks, Lou, out there if, the easy one is, I don't know what I want. How do you help them with that? And here's the insidious one. That's the hard question for you. The people that think they know what they want, but they really aren't clear and don't know. Walk us through that.
The people that don't know what they want, you know, people, somebody beat out of them the ability to dream.
Let the writer down, guys. Somebody beat out of them the ability to dream. And if that's you, take a minute to go, that happened to me. And I can choose, you know, at 10 or 20 or younger age, we don't have a lot of influence on how that kind of affects us and whatever. But most of the time that happened many years ago. And even if it was, if we're adult men and women and it happened recently, we still have agency. We can still choose that. But that's a big key. Somewhere in our life, whether as a child or an adult and we're at life or a human being, beat out of us the ability to dream. Recognizing that that may have happened or likely happened if you have a bad mindset, that's huge. So that I didn't want Lou to gloss over thinking it's no big deal. That's a big deal, guys. Go ahead.
Huge deal. I mean, when you can't dream, then that means you can't see a better future for yourself. And Mike, I love the fact that you have mind coaches on our team, that one of the first things I get to do when I do get somebody and I think that they are the right person, I invite them in. The first thing we do is I get them scheduled for a one-on-one mindset coaching call, which is life-changing. Most people have no idea how important that is. And it's awesome that they get those one-on-ones. They get the weekly mindset. It's like if they were a boxer, they got a trainer in a corner helping them break all their bad habits and all their bad beliefs. And you give that to them. What a gift.
So the short answer I'm hearing to the question of how do you help people that don't know what they want, obviously get a coach, right? And if we, you know, if you were, and we, but just so you know, guys, I don't want you to feel like this is a big sales pitch. We've got millions of downloads of the podcast. And we accept 10 or 20, maybe 30 folks in a good month to work with. So please, this isn't a like, hey, everyone work with us. This is a, make sure that you commit to changing your mindset and getting clear on what you want. If we end up working together, certainly we have mindset coaches that will make sure we're not going to let you in unless you're clear on what you want, where we're going. So for the folks that aren't, for whatever reason, we're just not working, you know, the 99% of the people listening aren't going to be working with us, which is fine. What do you coach them to do on how do they get clear on what it is they want?
I tell them, you have to find help. If it's not us, go find help from somewhere else. You know, if it's, what I it's really hard for me because my mindset is so, I'm like an eagle, you know, you can't bring me down. I'm always positive. I always look at the bright side. And then I'll talk to people that they're the exact opposite of me. And I just tell them, you know, it's frustrating, but you know, I tell them if we're not the right fit for you, go find some help because you need it.
So I'm sure it's possible for someone to just get clarity on their own. I just say it's very unlikely, especially if you're an adult man or woman and haven't gotten clarity yet, just being like, oh, something magical happened on my own. It's just unlikely. So it could be a spouse. It could be a mentor. It could be a parent. Yeah, there's lots of ways, but I'm not saying it's not possible to get it on your own, but if you're an adult man or woman and you don't have clarity and it's been a while,
it's really
on your own. If you could have done it on your own, you would have done it on your own, right?
So. Well, then when I got him on the phone, I mean, if you knew the right way to do things, we wouldn't be talking.
You'd be doing it, right? And again, mostly the fellas, ladies seem to get this better than the gentlemen, but mostly for the fellas, we're so into just tell me what to do and how to do it and I'll figure it out. And it's like, it's really who you are and how you think first. And then it's very easy. The what to do and how to do it is easy if you've got the who you are and what to think down. If you don't have the wrong who you are and the wrong how you think matched with the perfect what to do, ain't ever going to, what and how to do it ain't ever going to match. But you get, you, yeah, so that's that. Okay.
Coachable. And then they wouldn't be a good fit anyway.
Right. If you're not coachable, it's really tough. Okay. So we've kind of covered how important mindset is. We've covered that we've got to be clear, right? If you don't have clarity, again, even if you do come to a coach who's the best coach in the world, but you don't know where you want to go, he or she's a good coach, you're going to go, we got to get clear on where you want to go first, and then we can coach you how to get there, but just be better. Like, what does better mean to you? That could mean a lot. That means many different things to many different people. Okay. Let's finish up with the concept of the folk that adopt the I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And by the way, one caveat, nothing legal, it's got to be legal, ethical, and moral, right? So for me, if and when I choose a project, I'm going to go all in on, and that's, I've shared the story about the young preacher and the old preacher, and the old preacher was teaching the young preacher, and the young preacher goes, I'd give the world to be able to preach like you. And the old preacher said, good, because that's what it's going to cost. That's exactly the price, everything you have. And that's just the truth. If you want to be mastery in preaching, I'm assuming, because I am not a master preacher. I'm a master ranter, but I don't know if that's worth as much, if that's going to help as many people. Or you want to be an entrepreneur, it's going to take whatever it takes, right? And again, we're always going to exclude doing things that are not legal, ethical, and moral. Everything should help your fellow human being, not hurt them. So when I say do whatever it takes, just here, legal, ethical, moral, we never mean you have to lie, cheat, or steal. I know there are people that have been successful doing that. That's not what we coach. I wouldn't know how to do it. So just
none of us would be on your team if that's what we were teaching.
Right. And we wouldn't. Yeah. It's weird. So just hear that when we say do whatever it takes, I just want that big asterisk of that's legal, ethical, and moral, right? That helps your fellow human. Okay. So here, and I struggle with this, Lou, like in identifying and helping people. That's really our big thing. And Lou's job, and he's masterful at it, is helping people that are unclear get clear, and people that are not sure of their commitment level get committed. Either way, commitment could be maybe if that's the cost of this business, if that's what it's going to take to succeed, maybe I don't want to do it. That's okay. That clarity is still better than chasing this dream that you're willing to pay this price. You know, I'm holding up a little bit, but it costs a lot, right? And I'm not just talking money. I'm talking change and risk and effort and willingness to look stupid and growth and all the kind of stretchy things that can be uncomfortable. Okay, so the two pieces we take, one side is I'll do whatever it takes, it's legal, ethical, moral. Those folks seem to do well. And there's the other that I am more committed to fear than I am to my result. What if I fail? What if I look stupid? A, do you think it's the people that are on the dark side, the fear of fail, know that they're on the dark side, or do they think they're smart? And if they do think, if they do know they're on the dark side, how do we get them to the, I'll do whatever it takes. And I'd rather die fighting and swinging than live not even trying.
You know, I had a coach once a long time ago, and he told me a short statement that was very powerful. He said, no change, no change. So if you want a better future, if you want a different future, if you want to get out of cleaning, if that's where you're at, you're still stuck cleaning, you have to change. And if you can't do it by yourself, hey, we might be the best solution for you. Because I know one thing, like when we were down in Orlando last year and all those people were coming up and wanting to hug me because I helped some of them, they were so afraid. But after our call together, they were like, you know what, I'll do it. And then I see him a year later, and this guy's making $10,000 a month. And this lady just quit her full-time job because she replaced her. It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
And by the way, guys, business is supposed to be fun. Go ahead, Lou. I didn't want to interrupt. That's a big one.
I'm just going to say, that's what we do, is we change people's lives. And it's so much fun to be part of that whole equation.
So let's kind of wrap it up with, because I want to make sure we never leave the scene of an epiphany without some sort of action. So let's just sum it up. Mindset is huge.
Number one.
I shouldn't say we can't. It's very difficult. And I rarely have ever see someone figuring out mindset on their own. So I've never seen it happen on their own. Everybody has to have a book or a tapes or something. Most people that make change that doesn't take decades have some sort of coach or mentor, another human being that will actually, we talk about preaching, like discipling, right? Jesus didn't just tell his disciples how to live. He lived with them for 3 years and was him, right? So, and we all have the Bible and read the book, but I don't know about you guys. I would rather just walk with Jesus for a couple of days. Like, now I get it, right? So,
Yeah.
So when possible, or not when possible, really, if you're committed, and again, this goes back to the commitment, right? If you're all in committed, you're going to need to find someone that's getting the results that you want in an area of life, right? Like, if you want to grow a cleaning company, I'm pretty confident ain't no one walking the earth any better to help you than me. If you want to lose weight, you might probably be able to coach me. I got an extra 25. We'll talk. So it's not just, finding someone that is living, just understand that, being a good father or mother, being a good, relationships, and there's lots of different coaches, and there can be a guy or gal that's a genius in one thing and not great at another. So find someone that has done what you want to do in the area of life that we're talking about, right? I don't ask my stock guy how to, lift weights, and I don't ask my trainer how to, shoot baskets and on and on and on, and I don't ask my basketball coach how to, so that. Two, be willing to do whatever it takes, or just get clarity, right? If you're like, I'm half in on this, I'm interested but not committed, that's okay. Know that and go, okay, and then I might kind of have to stick with where I'm at, right? If the level of commitment got me where I'm at and I'm not willing to change my level of commitment, it's unlikely I'm going to change where I'm at, which is okay. You just don't want to bet.
Those are the ones that break my heart, Mike.
It kills me. You're right.
I had one lady, she was working 70 some hours a week. And her mindset was, I can't hire employees. They're either going to cheat or steal or break things. I'll just do it myself. Oh, breaks my heart.
Because Lou could, off the top of his tongue, name 6 people that hired employees and figured it out and transitioned, but not one of them is going to do this poor lady any good because she's committed to, it's not going to work. I can't do it. It's going to fail. And until we fix that, we can give them all assist in the war. I'm going to do a bit of good. All right, guys, gals. So let's sum it up. Mindset is where we start. You need someone else. You got to get clarity. Again, that's helpful with getting someone else, and you got to be willing to do whatever it takes. And the first thing it's going to take is you choosing to get out of that fear mindset. What if negative, and start intentionally moving into the I'm committed. And what if I do this and it works? Or what if I don't change and it stays the same?
I got a better idea. Just drop the what if and say, I can.
Yeah, baby, I'm trying to go baby steps. All right. So guys, gals, if this has been helpful or insightful to you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got a Facebook group of like 15,000 owners. I've got a cool Instagram channel. I'm starting to put some more fun stuff on. 600 podcasts. There's an on-demand masterclass that's excellent. All the cool stuff that we offer is at growmycleaningcompany.com. If you're like, I want to see if this guy will really text me back, feel free to shoot me a text, 602-932-6431. I'll do my best to get you. If you do get a text, it's for me. And I'm pretty confident I'll be able to get them all for the time being. All right, Cleaning Nation, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.